It's a beautiful day here. 81 degrees Fahrenheit, sunny. Even the forecast is saying cloudy, but we have beautiful sun coming out, and it's good for our solar panel, which receives the sun shine and generates power, and it generates surplus. It goes to the grid, so we don't have to pay any electric bill. So thanks to God for all these innovations, and also the abundance that God brings to us, so we can have these things. All these things shall be added unto you. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his right thing, righteousness, right thing, which through the Spirit of God, we have this ability. Through this Spirit of God, we are able to receive the right thing to think, right thing to move forward, act, right thing, so we rest or whatever. The Spirit of God gives us that liberty. No law, we don't need law, but the Spirit of God, we have this ability. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, dunamis. Dunamis is also means ability, capability. We lack that capability when Adam and Eve fell. However, through Jesus Christ, we received power. When the Holy Spirit's come upon you, then you have power. Lambano, use it. Lambano, I like it to be translated as using it, utilizing it. Manifest, one way of translation. When we have money, we use the money. So we have the ability, and it gives us the benefit. Manifesting, using the Spirit of God. Manifestation of spirit, using of the power of God, ability of God, is given to everyone for profiting. It's in actually not in the infinitive to profit, but in gerund, which is in the continuous. Noun has the continuous sense. Verbal noun. Profiting. Generates profiting. The sunlight hits on the solar panel, it generates, and it's generating. For us, day and night, that God's light continues to hit our spiritual panel. So it's generates profits. Continuous sense, profiting, benefit, benefits, and the profit of the spirit, these profiting of the spirit, one is word of wisdom. The profiting, one of the things that we have the ability, we no longer have the handicappedness. Is we are able to receive the perfect wisdom from God. Solomon used that often, and that enabled him to be a great ruler and benefited his life as well as the country and the countries. They were amazed looking at the wisdom which is manifested in culture, architecture, the way, the design of everything, fashion, in the area of food, culture, presentation, in all aspect it permeated. Through one person, that is also another important thing, through one person on whom the Spirit of God is. And we are not just one person. We are many now. We are many. And we are as He is. As Christ, the Spirit of Christ, not Spirit of Solomon, Spirit of Daniel, Spirit of Moses, Spirit that was upon Elijah, Spirit that was upon Elijah, double portion of Elijah. We are given without measure that Spirit of God, which is Spirit Christ, and we have that ability. So we are to use that ability. We can speaking in that language which we don't even understand, speaking tongues, and we can speak the perfect words. Perfect things are spoken from our mouth, from the right hand of God, the far above, the highest location in the creation. We can speak the words from God, the perfect words of God. The word from God is living, quick and powerful. We don't have to memorize the scriptures. God gives you the words. We have that ability. And vision, direction God gives. So we walk in it. And we are capable to do good works. Many, many good works, which God has before ordained, planned for each one of us as He is, as Christ kind of person, individuals. You are that kind of person. And He gives us different words from the words in the world. We don't have to speak the same words that are permeated and permeating, moving, saturating in the world. We don't have to speak those words. We speak the words from the heaven, the words which is normal and present in the heavenlies, heavens. And we are at the right hand of God, and He's giving us vision, direction, desire. He is working in us all the time. We have this ability. We can give such as we have, give I unto thee. In the name of Jesus Christ, rise up and walk. We have that ability. And He, God, as we open our heart to God, that's what we do. First thing, we open our hearts to God to receive with meekness. We set aside our previous teachings, tradition, doctrines, and start fresh with God and to receive from God His wonderful heavenly words, so that our eyes being enlightened, that your eyes are enlightened, so that we may know the real thing, the beneficial things. We are able to see, perceive what's really going on, and we don't have to worry about anything, that we are at the right hand of God. We are given the incredible authority and power to manifest, bring out heaven here upon earth. thy will be done, not only in the heavenly spiritual realm, but in the physical realm. You are the ones to do that, but not by yourself. No witnessing and under shepherding. That's wrong words. God will do it through you. God will bring such as should be made whole. God will bring laborers. One laborer, one Christ, one who awakes, sees that he is as he is. And one who is enlightened to do the inspiration and desire that God puts in that person's heart, and that person is not afraid to take step forward in that direction, that person will produce much. One who walks being led by God will manifest that Christ. As many as are led by the Spirit of God. He is the Son of God in manifestation. So we are able to do. We have the capability. We don't have to have small vision, worldly vision. We are willing to receive big vision. All mankind to be saved. And all mankind to come to this great knowledge of God's truth, alive truth. So you have that ability, capability. But it's up to us to make decision before God, to be humble and willing to just step forward as He is working in you. It's up to us, and to say those words that He gives to us. If thou shalt confess with your mouth, what He tells us, and believe in our heart what He tells us to believe. Against hope, Abraham, against hope, against the worldly, whatever the pattern and belief and limitations, against hope, he believed in hope, the words that God gave him, that was going to happen. And he was not weak in faith by considering the words of the world, difficulty, oh, how could that could happen, how through me God will shake the United States of America, how God through me will indeed shake the entire state, wherever you are, or states, and the whole entire United States, South America, Central America, whatever. So however breadth and length you want to go, God is ready to go. But not according to our own understanding, own reasonings, and according to our works. Not by your might and wisdom and all from you, one's own ability, physical, natural ability, but by grace and by His might, ability, which He endued, put it in you, and we use His ability. And when Jehovah builds His house, it gets built marvelously, fantastically, and easily. No headache, no tension. So we move into that direction. We make the decision. God requires us to make that decision. Simple decision. Decision to henceforth to know no one according to the flesh, including yourself. You are new person. The old man, we don't have to serve that person. Old man is not you. The new man is you. So we don't have to confess how terrible I am looking at the old man. How miserable, how hopeless. Because that old man was hopeless and cannot improve. no improvement in sight. So God killed it with when Jesus died with him. So now we don't have to serve that. But now we are the new person, one who is given the ability to manifest heaven throughout the world, one who will seek first the rules, principles of kingdom of God, and to be led by God, his righteousness. And we get the benefits. All these things will be added, come after you. All the blessings will come from behind you, overtake you, and become visible in front of us. Blessed are you in your home. Blessed are you when you go out. Blessed is your field, business. Blessed is whatever you do. So we are that way, and we are willing to move in that direction, and we want to see all men to be saved. And he will arrange that open doors. He will bring to us. Not that we will make it happen. No manufacturing required. God will bring to our lap the wonderful, great things, good works into manifestation. So this is a new, wonderful day for me, your close of the day. And the new day again. Our focus is these great good works to keep coming. God, bring it unto me, all these good works, which with you I will engage and to accomplish. So each day becomes wonderful, wonderful day. And many that God brings to you will be edified, built up, delivered. God will bring to you such ones, only such ones, such as should be saved. And God will give you laborers. He will send to you laborers. That's what Jesus did. He began both to do, and he taught that very simple thing. And they did that. And more laborers. One labor, one Christ is millions. And exponential math sets in. God's intention, the purpose of all ages is through you, each of you, will be declared, manifested, innumerable, uncountable wisdom, God's wisdom, God's might, to the principalities and powers. They will see and fear, and already they're afraid. Adversary is no longer like we will use this phrase, oh, they're attacking me. No, we attack them. We are here to unemploy. They get unemployed. Their job is gone. They are impoverished. No food to eat. You are that person. Joshua moving forward with God. The enemy, the nations, they feared. It's like that. Feared. Rahab said that the people of the land, they were afraid. The evil spirits are afraid. And Joshua and Israel, they move forward with God. Not that Joshua thought, okay, day one, let's attack. They moved according to God's wisdom. Somehow that wisdom was to go around this fort, go around, not just one day, second day, third day, fourth day, but they did that. Joshua just had the Spirit of God. As God was with Moses, I will be with you. Don't fear. Don't get discouraged. Just stay with me. And that's what he did. And Joshua saw incredible work of God there. Mighty triumph. So it's the same thing. So we can do. We will communicate that, these words to the laborers that comes to us. Like Jesus said, the works that I do, he did, you can do also. And greater than these, you are going to do. And yes, he's going to the Father. So this is the time. So that's our focus. Yes, we have the hope of this kind, the return of Christ, gathering together. Yes, that kind of hope. But we have present hope. While we are alive, present hope. And that he is giving to us so all men can be saved and all men to come to the knowledge of truth. So that's our focus. Not the tangent focus. When are you going to restore the kingdom to Israel? We're interested in that. Or interested in this, political things or other things. But Jesus put them back to the right focus. And God will bring us back. If we are in tangent, he will bring it back into the right location, right focus, right vision, that you shall receive power, ability, when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And you shall lambano this, use this spiritual ability, and you shall be my witness. You're going to bring out heaven all over the world, not only in Jerusalem, all Judea and Samaria, but also onto the uttermost parts of the world. And God has given you, each one of you, this vision, direction, and we are moving forward in that direction. So that's what I want to share.